When you join the Belzer Group, the wider Jewish community, there is no ban in driving. As I said, my mother-in-law drives, my mother drives, my sisters drive.
It's not a trick question. Can I send my children to that school and have them driven there by their mum if I'm a member of this sect?
No.
Wow. Why are men allowed to drive?
Why are men allowed to drive?
They're an echo.
Women are allowed to drive as well.
Pardon?
Women are allowed to drive.
No. How come men can drive their children to this school, but women can't?
Okay. We consider, or the leaders of the community consider...
Are they all men?
Yes.
Carry on.
You have something against men? Have you got something against men? I mean, you said before...
Have I got something against men? No, only oppressive misogynists.
Why is it oppressive?
Well, you're in the middle of telling me why men are allowed to drive to the school but women aren't. Don't let me interrupt you again.
Men are allowed to drive. Women are allowed to drive by Jewish law. If you want to belong to the Belzer community...
Why are men allowed to drive to this school?
Can I finish?
You can answer the question I'm asking. You can, yes.
I'm answering the question.
Good. Why are men allowed to drive? Well, what is it that men have got that women haven't?
I'm answering the question.
Good, go on.
Okay? And the question is not something that can be answered in two words.
Well, take 20.
Fine, so be quiet and listen.
Oh, I'm not your wife, mate. You can't talk to me like that.
No, she normally says that to me, actually.
Yeah, unless she wants to drive.
No, you see, that's where you're getting it wrong. You're thinking that the men...
Oh, so she is allowed to drive?
If my wife wanted to drive, we would sit down like any normal couple...
No, if your wife wanted to drive, she'd pick up the car keys and go out and drive.
That's right. And if your daughter... can't become a priest because you belong to the Catholic Church, you said before.
Yes, well spotted.
That's outrageous.
Yes,
why
it is.
Why can't your daughter become... So why do you belong to... So why are you indoctrinating your child with these silly old beliefs that women can't be equal?
Yeah, but
why are you indoctrinating your child like that?
If my daughter wants to become a priest, I shall take up cudgels for her and fight for her right to be a priest. If your wife wants to drive, what are you going to do?
Nothing, not stop her.
Oh, so she can drive her children to this school?
Not to this particular school.
Why can men?
Because there's no ban on men.
Why not?
It's considered, so I'm coming to, it is considered, rightly or wrongly, that it is immodest for a woman to drive.
It's what? What's the word?
It's considered immodest.
What does that mean?
Well, what do you mean, what does immodest mean?
Look, I mean, let me explain. What does immodest mean in the context of what you've just said?
We have a certain set of rules about modesty.
Yeah, what does immodest mean?
How a man should dress, how we should behave in public. I mean...
We're going to be here all day, aren't we, Jacob? Why can men drive to the car, to the school in their car? Because they can't be immodest, is your answer. Men can't be immodest, but women can.
Listen, if you don't want to understand, I can't make you understand.
Wait, I understand, Jacob. That's the problem here.
No one is oppressing the women.
No, of course they're not. They can drive, except they can't drive cars to school, but they're not being oppressed.
There's rules.
And men can, because it's immodest.
I'm sure Eton has a certain rules. Does Eton have rules about their admission policies, etc., etc.? I don't know what they are.
I can categorically tell you that you're allowed to drive your children to school at Eton, even if you're a woman.
I would like to know, what is your problem if my wife doesn't drive? If she makes a choice that she doesn't want to drive, what is it your problem?
I don't think she's made a choice, because she hasn't got a choice. She does not have a choice about driving her children to school. Jacob, mate, this is madness.
Now, how do you know what my wife is thinking? You know,
how do I know what your wife is thinking?
Yeah, you just said, you don't know. If my wife has said... She has made a lifestyle choice. She has taken on this stringency, which is not a part of Jewish law. It's an extra thing. It's being a Hasidic Jew, we take on certain things which are not musts in Jewish law.
I want to drive my children to school today. Can I make that choice?
I want to switch on the light on the Sabbath. We don't switch lights on the Sabbath.
Why do you keep talking about everything other than the issue that's under discussion?
Because it's not...
You talked about Eton. You talked about my little girls becoming priests.
You talk Jewish religion that way.
No, I'm not, Jacob. I'm talking about one rule in two schools in London that is about as close to medieval oppression that I have ever encountered in my life. But the oppressors always say that.
No one is.
It's a lifestyle choice.
No one is.
It's a lifestyle choice, but only men can drive.
Well, then you can look at it that way, but.
That is the only way. Tell me another way to look at it, Jacob.
It's not.
Why can men drive?
Why can't women wear trousers in our community?
Holy moly, why can men drive?
I ask you a question, why can't women wear trousers in our community?
Because it is governed by misogynistic men. Next question, why can men drive?
Modest.
Why can men drive?
Driving is considered immodest.
What does immodest mean?
Immodest means that it's not appropriate. Now, people might not agree.
Says who?
But they're taking on this stringency for themselves. They're not imposing it on
other
people.
Oh, my friend. Jacob, come here.
No.
Jacob, come here.
You're not imposing it on other people. Jacob, come here. You're very intolerant.
I'm very intolerant. You're right. I'm really intolerant, saying that some women should be allowed to drive. I'll do a penance in church this Sunday. Jacob, I wish you well. I really do. I fear for your children.